Welcome to our podcast, where we explore the world of English business, providing insights and tips to help you navigate the dynamic world of commerce. In significant NatWest news, Chief Executive Officer Alison Rose has resigned from her position amid a series of controversies relating to Nigel Farage. Rose admitted to being the source of an inaccurate story about Farage that aired on BBC, causing concerns in the banking community about the bank's integrity and credibility. In a related development, Rose has also admitted to a serious error in handling a bank closure dispute involving Farage and the bank's private banking arm, Coutts, resulting in government pressure for her to step down. This admission highlighted a potential breach in confidentiality and improper management of customer information, reflecting negatively on the bank's reputation. Further escalating the controversy, Rose has confessed to sharing bank details with a journalist, raising serious questions about the bank's data security practices and her ability to maintain customer privacy and trust. While the precise details regarding the closure of Farage's Coutts account remain unclear, it has been reported that Rose's resignation is closely tied to this dispute, which has sparked public outrage. In summary, the series of events which involved inaccuracies in the Farage story on BBC, a serious error in the bank closure dispute, sharing of bank details with a journalist, and the closure of Farage's Coutts account have all contributed to Rose's resignation. These incidents mark a notable development in NatWest news and bring the bank's future leadership and reputation into question. In the latest news being reported on Teamsters, a pivotal development has emerged from the ongoing negotiations between UPS and the Teamsters Union. A dramatic conclusion to weeks of intense negotiations means a potential mammoth strike has now been successfully averted. A shocking number of 340,000 workers were set to walk off the job, which could have resulted in the biggest strike the United States would have witnessed in several decades, an event that could possibly have triggered the revival of labor movements in the nation. This threat had been looming over UPS, casting a dark shadow. However, the high work ethics and relentless pursuit of compromise by both UPS and the Teamsters Union has ensured a strike is no longer a possibility. This news is not only a massive relief to the company and its staff, but also to customers dependent on UPS's delivery services. An impressive aspect of this deal includes the provision of raising the starting pay for UPS's part-time staff to an astounding $21 per hour. This sizable increase is direct evidence of the union's unyielding efforts on behalf of its members to secure better pay. While the agreement still awaits the necessary ratification from the union members, it is without a doubt a considerable step towards resolving the labor dispute. There's hope between both negotiating parties that this deal forms a strong base for any future negotiations and paves the way towards a reciprocally beneficial working relationship. This concludes our current update on the negotiations between UPS and the Teamsters Union. Keep close for more updates on this topic as the situation evolves. In the latest news from Unilever, the consumer goods titan has reported mixed half-year results. Despite the cost of living crisis causing consumers to buy fewer products, Unilever's sales growth remains robust, with profits buoyed by price increases. However, the company has noted some disappointments, notably softer volumes in Europe. Speaking more generally about the UK's economic climate, the rise in inflation has resulted in a higher debt burden, posing potential challenges for the nation's economy. More specifically, heavy debt interest costs are predicted to reach record highs. Furthermore, the Bank of England anticipates a considerable loss of £150 billion from its quantitative easing program due to inflation's impact on asset purchases. However, it's not all negativity. The International Monetary Fund has upgraded global growth forecasts, offering a silver lining amidst a challenging economic landscape. Branching out from Unilever and the UK's economy, an intriguing development in the housing market presents itself. The so-called Bank of Mum and Dad appears to provide children with a significantly accelerated entry into home ownership, shedding light on the intricate dynamics of the housing market. Above are the latest updates from Unilever and the broader economic environment. Stay with us for more news. Thank you for tuning into our podcast on Business in English. We hope these insights and tips will help you succeed in the dynamic world of entrepreneurship.